Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now, listen, they want me to say hello. Welcome to the James Whale Best Bits of Tonight's show, which you can hear every night, Monday to Friday, on Talk Radio from 7 till 10. But I said, wouldn't it be best to call it the Worst of Whale? So have a listen. See what you think.
The James Whale Show.
Come praise the whale
on Talk Radio.
We've heard that statues and street names in London with links to slavery are going to be taken down, according to the city's mayor, who doesn't seem to be around very much, does he?
Well, never.
I'm going to talk to Belinda De Lucy, former Brexit Party MEP and a guest on this show, although not for some time. Anyway, we're living through fairly difficult times, to say the least, and what's going on at the moment is making things a lot more difficult. If you want to demonstrate, it doesn't seem to me that you need to worry about social distancing. And then I saw on Twitter today you made a really good point that I've been thinking about a lot, but I thought I'll let you tell everybody what the point is.
Yes, I felt it was really necessary to make the point that this sort of selective outrage over victims and slavery at the moment is sort of revealing a kind of political point scoring action by the mayor rather than trying to really address the issues of the horrors of slavery that's actually happening right under his nose in his own city. You know, London is the absolute epicentre of modern slavery in the UK under Sadiq Khan's watch. And yet his next move after the sort of Colston statue removal saga was to set up this commission, pour taxpayers' money into some sort of commission. I presume he's going to handpick who sits on it, who's going to decide which statues and the road names are going to be offensive to whoever. And I just thought it was an awful move. And he could have done so much more, poured that money into the anti-slavery charities and campaigns that are working in London to actually help in real, you know, slaves in real time in this city. But no, it was all about, you know, optics and grandstanding and virtue signalling. And yes, I was quite angry about that. I've supported anti-slavery charities for quite a while. And yet no mention of modern-day slavery, just historical slavery. And that, I thought, was just a sad and a missed opportunity.
Before we get condemned, and we will, I don't really care, but we condemn for being middle-class, middle-aged and white... You know, and do we apologise for what our forefathers did? Well, yeah, I think what they did a lot of the time was absolutely disgusting. I don't actually know how you could do that. I don't know how you could buy and sell a human being and just chuck them away, you know. I can't even tread on a worm.
No, I can't even kill a spider. Trading in humans, though, unfortunately, it's increased by 50% into the UK. Many trafficked from Nigeria and from Eastern Europe. I mean, the Nigerian mafia gangs acting in the EU at the moment, trafficking especially Nigerian girls into the sex slave trade. It's horrific. The numbers are horrific. In fact, it's booming in Germany and Italy. These 80% of the women trafficked from Libya to Italy end up in the sex slave trade and passed down through all the countries into London. And yet there's nothing. There's no one's talking about it.
A lot of people bring slaves, don't they, from the Middle East. I remember there was a guy who He got from Saudi Arabia, who murdered his servant. Well, they called him his servant in that hotel in London.
Yes, that's horrific. And the problem is, where are all the Beyoncés and the Justin Timberlakes and the blacked out Instagram pages and the, you know, there seem to be a huge, and I understand the horror over poor George Floyd and the message that they want to get across about racism, absolutely. But my goodness me, right under our noses it's happening, and yet they're silent. People getting out on the streets is fantastic. I'm all for a good, healthy, peaceful protest, and seeing the young out standing shoulder to shoulder, you know, against racism, I thought was wonderful. But unfortunately, I think it's morphed into something a little bit different and been rather spoilt by the sort of extreme left-wing mob.
Yeah, the message gets lost, doesn't it? Really?
The message gets lost, and I thought that was, mm-hmm. that was terribly sad. But also with American politics, this kind of culture wars and horrific sort of racism, historical racism they have in their country, it's as if they sneezed and we sort of caught a cold, because we, yeah. Well, I think we were thinking, hang on a minute, no one's been killed to spark off the riots in this country. And why are we being dragged into now? There's like more division than there was this time last week, and I'm not sure that's a good thing. But if only the protests had just stayed a bit more peaceful, and there was more condemnation from the left. But the left, I think, seem to want to attack the sort of very legitimacy of the UK, and that's why they're going after statues and monuments. I think it's not really about race. I think they quite enjoy just tearing things down and rewriting history.
They've hijacked it.
They've hijacked it. The left have hijacked it.
Belinda, nice to talk to you. Talk to you soon. Thank you very much indeed. Belinda De Lucy, former Brexit Party MEP.
The James Whale Show.
Come praise the whale
on Talk Radio.
More than one in four UK workers are now furloughed, and some 8.9 million workers are now covered by the government scheme. According to the Treasury, more than a quarter of the UK workers are now being supported by it, and the cost so far has reached just over 19.5 billion. Let's talk to our good friend Charlie Mullins, the CEO of Pimlico Plumbers, who joins us now. Charlie Mullins, OBE, of course. Charlie, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, John. Good evening, Ash.
Good evening.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I feel a lot of people are abusing the furlough system, whether it be employers or employees. It's going on big time. And, you know, I've spoke out about it on TV the other day, and, you know, people are not agreeing with me. But, you know, I know the facts. I've got workers that are working for me that don't want to come back to work. They're telling their line managers, they're telling other work colleagues that they're better off, they prefer to stay on this furlough as long as they can. And they're the same people, I have to say, that, you know, go out down the beach at weekends, they go out barbecues and all this nonsense. You know, they're happy to be involved with other people there, but they come up with, you know, it's I don't feel safe at work.
Yeah. They're happy to go down the supermarket, but they don't want to,
But we've put in every measure that we've had to put in. We've put in hygienic situations that we've had to do. We've done social distancing, masks, gloves, sanitizer, and these people are still saying they prefer to stay at home. Why? Because they're being paid 80% of their wages.
And what happens if you sack them?
Well, I should imagine I'll be back on your programme talking about unfair.
Well, no, you must be able to give them a date, say, if you're not back by this time, consider it will terminate the contract. Can't you do that?
Of course, you're right. You're right there, but the point I'm saying, we now don't want certain ones back. You know, we now realise that, you know, they don't want to be back. We don't want them back.
It's quite a good thing in that way. You found out who were the good ones. And
well, you know, everything comes, you know, you could arguably say that. But the point I'm saying is that because I'm being outspoken about, I'm talking facts. I'm not guessing it. You know, I think 90 people on furlough. And unfortunately, it's costing the taxpayers £135,000 a month, when I believe probably 50% of them should not be on it.
And you have work for them, do you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we was classed as an essential service. We've carried on working, carrying out emergency work across London. We've been offering a free emergency service.
But isn't it your choice to furlough them? Isn't it your choice whether you stuck
for... Not at all, no. Everybody keeps saying it's only you that can put on them, but you can't force someone back into work. When the government announced that they're prepared to pay 80% up to a certain figure, that was put to some of the workers in the office. You can either have the furlough system of 80%, or you can carry on working in a safe working environment. And people was out the door within 5 minutes.
But you didn't have to give them that choice, did you?
Yeah, you're right. But I don't think it's right to force someone into work. If they feel that they don't want to be there.
But now they're taking the mick. Yeah.
Charlie, I'll be interested to see what some of our listeners have to say about this. Thank you very much indeed. Talk soon.
Yeah, we'll see you, Charlie.
All right, Charlie, have a nice evening. Thank you very much. Charlie Mullins, the CEO of Pimlico Plumbers.
The James Whale Show. Come praise the whale on Talk Radio.
Pubs demand reopening date from ministers within 24 hours if they're to serve pints in June. Mm. Well, we're in June. What do they do? You know, you can't,
that's a good point,
you can't suddenly decide. Paul Crossman is a licensee of 3 pubs in York, the Swan, the Slip-In, been in the Slip-In, and the Volunteer Arms. I might have been in the Volunteer Arms as well. And he's the inaugural chairman of the Campaign for Pubs. Good evening, Paul.
Hello, James.
I hasten to add, I don't think I've ever met Paul, have I? Just in case people think I'm getting on some of my own favourite pubs. I would, actually, if I could think of any. So what do you think is the real problem here? And do you think you can safely open in a few weeks?
Well, the real problem is that no one still knows really what's going to happen. The one thing that everyone's crying out for in the trade at the moment is some kind of certainty about the plan. But we're still getting situations like we've had this bizarre situation in the last 24 hours, really, where the 22nd of June suddenly popped up as a possibility and then was discounted by the government this morning. So we're still getting this kind of a real serious lack of information and clarity about what's expected of us. And that also applies, of course, to brewers who need to brew beer for us to sell.
Yeah, it's been like that with everything, really. There's been people that aren't clear what's going on. But, I mean, a lot of pubs are saying we can deal with it with the 1 metre rule, but the 2 metre rule, it's like unviable.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, to be honest, I mean, the pubs that we run, they're all quite small community pubs. Even 1 metre is going to be a struggle for us, and we're not sure how that's going to work still. Two metres would rule out an awful lot of pubs. You know, it's not viable for, most pubs, in fact, yeah.
Unless they have an outdoor. So do you have any outdoor spaces?
We have some small outdoor spaces, but, you know, the one at the Swan, for example, is narrow, so that creates problems.
Yeah.
The one at the Volunteer Arms is a very small courtyard. They're all not really big enough to provide enough space to get enough customers in to make the business viable.
So what are you going to... Sorry, I disappeared for a bit. I don't know if anybody noticed. just to talk to my dogs. What are you going to do, though, if they suddenly say, right, you can open next Monday? Are you going to?
Well, that wouldn't work for anyone, I don't think, because you simply wouldn't have beer in the cellar to sell. That's the thing. We need a run-in period to actually have any chance of being...
You'd have to stock up as well, wouldn't you, and get ready?
You'd need at least 3 weeks, really, to get the pub actually organised. Because the other thing is, we still don't quite know what we're going to have in place in terms of infrastructure in the pub.
Yeah.
One of my pubs, the Swan, is a Grade 2 listed Tetley's Heritage Interior. So we can't be screwing Perspex panels to our lovely...
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
So we have that issue to think about. I mean, I think I'm resigned, especially... I mean, the Swan's a good example. It's got a long, narrow drinking corridor and 2 small rooms. Our capacity would drop from about 80 to about 20, you know.
Would that be viable? Wouldn't it?
No, and particularly in that case, because that pub is leased from one of the large pump companies, so we have a lot of rent to look at.
Yeah.
Are they not going to help out with that at all?
No, not in my case, no. Unfortunately, because I exercised my rights under the pubs code a couple of years ago and actually broke free of the beer tie. We're given special discriminatory treatment, and we're not getting any support from our pub company, unlike the tied tenants.
My dad tried to do that when he couldn't get any Watney's ale, and they gave him such a hard time.
Yeah, they don't like it. They want to sell you the beer that they supply at their inflated prices. So
yeah, but if they can't sell it and you can't get it, I mean, it seems a bit ridiculous.
It cost us a lot to actually get out of the beer tie, but it was well worth it from our point of view. But the downside is we're now being treated in this discriminatory way when it comes to support, unfortunately.
And you still, can you not buy the pub?
I'd love to buy the pub. I've made various offers over the years, but I'm afraid, no, it's it makes too much money for the for the landlord company. So, it's an ongoing issue. But the one thing, we definitely need some certainty. The 1 metre thing is going to be essential. And then, obviously, pubs are going to have their own views about whether they really feel that they can open.
Thank you very much indeed. Paul Crossman, the guy who started, chairman as well, of the campaign for pubs.
The James Whale Show. Come praise the whale on Talk Radio.
You never see him?
No.
Or hear... Hang on. Girls, I've had enough of that today. No.
Blow up their nose. That tells them.
I've told her. Maybe somebody listening will have a... Are you drinking, Craig?
Oh, I wish.
Ash, are you drinking?
Yeah. Sorry, that's me, yeah. I used to go to a reggae club, but I would be like the only white guy there in Moseley.
My mum, if I spoke like everyone else at school, my mother would have slapped me around the ear.
Yeah, mine too. She said, speak properly. I mean, I came from America and I was going all like that.
I like that.
He's probably a bigger star in Europe than he is over here.
Yeah, he's big in France, isn't he?
Very.
Very big in France.
Well, he's the same size everywhere. But I remember my mum saying, what is all this? You listen to these Rolling Stones? It's just a load of noise.
Well,
what are you listening to?
She was right about that, yeah.
I'm delivering pasta.
Alphabetti spaghetti, mate. You're delivering the alphabet.
Well, we do the hoops.
Let's talk to Nick in Norfolk. Is it Nick in Norfolk? Mick in Norfolk.
Mick in Norfolk.
Mike in Norfolk. He wants to be Mike. He can be whatever he wants to be on the show. That was the clips for today. The worst of Whale. Oh, sorry. The best of James Whale. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed them. Well, I suppose if you didn't enjoy them, you won't be listening, will you? Anyway, I'll be back 7 o'clock until 10, Monday to Friday on Talk Radio. Have a great day. Thank you for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.